again, I'm going to ask you to try to put that into terms of what you think will happen to our American life, the life after this oil crash as you see it. What will happen? What will it look like? What do you seeing what happened in New Orleans earlier this week, or seeing how gas prices have doubled in some cities just in 4 or 5 days? What do you think will happen to the United States?
Okay, well, I'm an attorney by training, so I don't tell people what I think. I call the experts, and then I tell the jury, which is you and your listeners, what to have the experts testify. I tell you that the experts, two former directors of the CIA, several senators, and several other Washington bigwigs, they ran a simulation about 6 months ago called Oil Shockwave. And you can just do a Google search, Oil Shockwave, all the articles will come up about it. They, in their little war game simulation, it's not about really a war game, but, you know, for lack of a better term.
Depending on how we look at it.
Yeah. They simulated the world because due to war, terrorism, and a weather disturbance, similar to what we just had, the world losing 4% of its oil supply, less than 3.5 million barrels per day. The world uses 84 million barrels per day. So only 4% a shortage. That caused gas prices to go to $5.50 and the market to lose 25% of its value. Now, once this decline gets underway, depending on whose numbers you believe, we'll be losing 2 to 10% per year. Now, if a 4% decline can spike prices up to $5.50 per gallon, what do you think a 2 to 10% decline will do per year? Well, when people ask me for specifics, I always tell them the same thing, and this is what I have on my site. I say nobody can give you specifics other than that, A, it's not going to be pretty, and B, we're totally unprepared.
Well, let's talk about the not pretty part.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about life-threatening, we're talking about anarchy in the streets. What does that mean?
I think the question you're asking is, when's the stuff going to hit the fan?
No. It's when you say it won't be pretty, or when things won't. I'm trying to get you to paint a picture for me.
Massive unemployment, resource wars, which are already underway. Martial law, fascist-type legislation to control the population. People who can't pay off their debts being drafted into either fighting them in resource wars or into keeping agricultural production going. As Katrina has highlighted for us, we have massive race relation problems. We'll probably have race wars. You look at that. It was what happened in previous civilizations that have collapsed, Rome. Or, you know, here, let me give you the best example, I think, is what happened on Easter Island. And then try to, like, people can imagine for themselves how this will happen, how things will play out here. Okay. Yeah. Easter Island, they used timber to run their economy. Their economy was actually their religion, but in a sense, it was their economy, was based around building these statues, which still exist to this day.
Okay.
And the different clans and tribes would compete to see who could build the biggest statues, much in the same way that we build skyscrapers and SUVs and things like that. Well, the timber supply went in decline, and the population of the island, all the various clans started fighting with each other. The population went from somewhere between 7,000 and 20,000 down to 150. Okay. Because they used the timber not just to build the statues, but they used it to construct boats that they used to catch fish, they used it to construct their homes, they used it for pretty much everything that they did. And so when there wasn't enough of that to go around, the whole society basically collapsed, and, you know, they ended up, you know, with a massive die-off, to put it bluntly. When Western explorers got to the island, they asked them, how did these statues get here? And the people had no idea, nor did they have any idea how their ancestors ever got to the island. Okay.
So they lost their story.
They lost everything. Now, if you look at right before they went into the, you know, these wars broke out, they had this way, this tribal system of government, a system of chiefs that had been highly respected and had been in place for hundreds of years. Some type of militaristic clan overthrew that and plunged the other clans into resource wars. Does this sound a little bit familiar?
Well, I'm with you on this, by the way, on the skyscraper analogy. You lost me a little bit on SUVs, but
because we compete to see who can build the biggest SUVs.
Well, I see skyscrapers as being sort of a regional or city-oriented thing.
Right.
I'm not sure how.
Well, our entire economy basically functions around the car.
Okay. Let me just run.
We worship our cars in the way that they worship their statues.
Let me run this down. Power outages will lead to destabilizations, which will lead to fascist-like legislation, resource wars, and race wars.
Hopefully not, but after I listen to late-night talk radio and I monitor what people discuss on the Internet, and there's a lot of racism in America, and it's really being exposed right now.